الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that this is the month of Rabiul Awal. It is the month in which the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to one narration, and which is the preferred narration, that he was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awal. By him coming to this world was a great blessing for us, for he was given to us as an example to show us how to lead our life so that we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as an example, as a teacher, as a way of implementing the Kitab, the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Because we, as humans, we learn from examples. We learn from others. We emulate and imitate others. That's why you see a child, when from very young, would imitate its elders. You will see sometime when the parents are performing salah, a young child is also doing ruku, is doing sujood, but doesn't understand why he or she, that child, is doing ruku or sujood. He only sees that his parents are doing it. So it is in the nature of human being to emulate others, to copy others. And this is how they learn. This is why it is so important that we choose the people whom we associate with. It is so important that we pick the right association, that we pick the right friends, and we stay in the company of those who would lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because by being in the right company and by being in the right association and by picking the right friends, the effect and the ta'athur and emulating our friends would lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ar-rajulu ala deeni khaleelihi," that a person is on the path of his friends. "Falyandhur ila man yukhalil," so look to those people whom he has bosomed with. Look to those people who he has befriended with. Look to those people whom he associates with. then you will know what type of person he or she is. If you want to know if that person is good or bad, then look at the friends that he hangs around with. Look at the people whom he associates with. Look at the people whom he does business with. You will then know what type of person he or she is. That is the natural order of this world. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be careful with whom you associate with. And that is why the people of Israel, the Bani Israel, the Jews were cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because of the people that they associated with. They were not good people and they did not leave their friendship. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه. So they used to associate with the wrong people who were doing the wrong things and yet were not stopping each other. Basically, they were both doing the wrong things. And they did not leave each other's company. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them. And even the good person, if there was a good person, but because he befriended someone like that, he also became like them. So, my dear respected brothers and elders, we as human beings like to emulate others. It is the natural order. That is why very frequently you will see that what the father is, the son also becomes like that. Back in the days, in the past, people used to get their sons and give them to the pious people. Said, make them stay in their company. Whom the father would think that he is more pious than me, I want him to stay in their company. So that they become like him. So, why you will see all these pop stars and all these sports personnels, they are getting paid millions of pounds in sponsorship. It's because it is the natural phenomena that people look towards them and people try to emulate them. So it is natural within the human psyche to follow others. So this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent down to show us how to do things, because we like to emulate. A book is not enough. Just by giving the Quran is not enough. One cannot master what's in the book without being taught by somebody. A person cannot become a doctor just by doing the degree. He needs in-house training. An engineer cannot become an engineer until he has in-house training. Why is that? It's because one learns perfectly by following others. Likewise, my dear respected brothers and elders, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming to this world was a great blessing for ish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shown us through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam how to reach him and how to implement his orders. How to implement his orders. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ إِلَيْكُمْ. In the Quran it is said, نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That surely what has come to you is light and an open book. A book which has all the injunctions have been put in there. And with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the nur. Book meaning the Quran, and the light meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his actions, showed us how to do this. Without that demonstration, without that illustration, we would not understand the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave that example as like light. Imagine you had the book in front of you, but everything was dark, pitch black. Would you be able to read that book? No. Or even better example, a person had the light, had the book, but did not have the light, did not have eyesight. Would he be able to read that book? No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as if he was the light to show the people how to do things. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةُ, to establish salah and give zakah, how we are supposed to do that? How are we going to fulfill that injunction? It was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who had shown us how to go about doing that. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming to us is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great blessing. But it will only be a blessing for us if we emulate his sunnah and emulate his practice. Otherwise, my dear respected brothers and elders, this will become a means. This will become a hujjat upon us. It will be the means of deliverance to the fire of hell. Why? It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use it as proof of giving you everything, yet you did not take it. We have no legs to stand on. We have no excuse left. For we were given the book, we were given the teacher, we were given everything, yet we did not practice upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal is the day when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to one narration, born on that day. Yes, his coming to this world is a big ni'mah for us, but it is also a reminder for us that he was the teacher and we are supposed to be following his practice. We are supposed to be following his teachings. We are supposed to be implementing what he has said to us. And the Sahaba did that 100%. So much so that no matter what they have understood, whatever any injunction they heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would implement it completely without any questioning. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving khutbah on a Friday, and some people were standing right in the corner by the door, standing up and listening. That is against the adab, is against the etiquette of listening to a talk. Either you sit down and listen, if you don't have intention, then one should leave. They should not be standing up without any reason. They should be sitting down listening. That is the etiquette of listening. So some people were just standing up by the door. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from there said, "Sit down." Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was just coming to the Masjid al-Nabawi and was on the road. He heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Sit down," and straight away on the road he sat down. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam afterwards met him and said, "Ya Abdullah, what did you do? I was addressing those people. I didn't tell you to sit on the road." He said, "It is impossible for me to hear the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not follow it. It was beyond my respect that I hear something and not implement it. No way. Even if it means I have to sit right in the middle of the road." This goes to show how much love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. So what really 12th Rabiul Awwal should do, it should remind us that we are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And true love is to implement his sunnah. Is to implement his sunnah to the fullest. Once Hazrat Hudhayfa ibn Yaman, when he was sent to Iran, at the time, and he was sitting on the dastakhan, he was given da'wah, food, by the king at that time, by the people, those who are respected dignitaries. And he sat on the dastakhan and he was eating. By chance, one luqma had fallen, one morsel of food had fallen onto the dastakhan. He picked it up and cleaned it and ate it. Another one said, "What are you doing? There's all these foreign, all these super dignitaries, big dignitaries. How can you do this?" He says, "A'atruqu lisunnati al-atruqu sunnati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li ha'ula'i al-humaqa." That I would leave the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all these people? No way. No way. This is how much love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he bought a house which was quite far from the Masjid al-Nabawi. So what he did, he made a pact with the person who was close to the Masjid al-Nabawi. He said, "One day you will go to the Masjid al-Nabawi and listen whatever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. The next day I will go and I will listen, and then we would relate to each other what we had listened on that day." This is how much love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, when he was sent as a representative of the Muslims of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina at the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah, he went and stayed at his cousin's house, and he had his trousers to the nisf saq, to the half of his thighs, which was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was told, "You should let it flow down because it is, you know, it doesn't look nice." He says, "No way. No way can I leave the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for these people." So my dear respected brothers and elders, this is how the Sahabas implemented the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how much love they had. One Sahabi, at the time of battle, he wanted to guard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted to shield Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the arrows that were coming from the kuffar. But at the same time, he did not want to be disrespectful to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So instead of going like this in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the arrows may hit him, not Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "No way can I put my back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for that is a sign of big disrespect." Instead, he turned around, faced Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and put his hands out, so all the arrows were hitting his back. Again, this showed how much love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what it should be about. So whenever 12th Rabiul Awwal comes, it should be a reminder that who are we? We are the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to embed that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that love, what does that mean? That love means to follow him. That love means to follow him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice.